comfort of complete oneness with the angels and with God. Do you wonder sometimes if God loves other people more than you? Does it seem that others receive greater attention and rewards than you? Did you suffer a loss that caused you to question God's motives? Were you raised to be afraid of God? Well, God and the angels know just how you feel. They know because your feelings and thoughts are plainly visible in the spiritual world. All of your disappointments, your hurts, and your fears flash like giant neon signs around you. The angels really want to help you regain the joy of loving God. They ask for your willingness to hand the entire situation over to them for repair. Tell God and the angels all about your cares, your upsets, and your fears. Don't worry, there's no repercussions for honesty, especially since they are already aware of everything you're going to say. Mainly, your heavenly supporters ask you to just get the feelings off your chest. After you've leveled with God and the angels about all of your frustrations, your disappointments, and your fears, they will ask if you'd like to exchange your painful thoughts and feelings for a more peaceful set of beliefs. If you agree, then the angels will immediately set about to heal your relationship with God and heaven. Miraculously, you'll find your thoughts and feelings shift to a new perspective. The healing is on a very deep level. First, since your higher self is one with God, you'll find that your healed relationship with God actually extends to a better self-relationship. You'll feel happier about who you are because you'll truly be loving yourself as you love God. Second, since all the angels and earthly creatures are one with God, you'll feel greater compassion for and a deeper connection with others. No matter what you need help with, no matter what you believe your blocks or limitations to be, the angels have a solution waiting for you right now. Just ask them. You are surrounded right now by angels who have so much love, wisdom, guidance, playful companionship, and healing energy to give you. They are very pleased to connect with you on a clearer and deeper basis. To acquaint you better with the angels in your midst, let's start by looking at the different roles that angels can take. There are three categories of angels who help us here on Earth. First, there's guardian angels. Every person has at least two guardian angels, with no exceptions. I've met people who doubted whether they deserved to have a guardian angel. Please know that you definitely have guardian angels with you, guaranteed. These are the angels who constantly stay with you from birth until your transition back to the afterlife plane. These angels' love for you is unconditional and bigger than anything on this earth. Your guardian angels make certain that you are safe and guided always. Guardian angels are sometimes confused with spirit guides. A spirit guide is a loving being who has lived upon the earth in human form. This person then received special training in the afterlife about how to become a spirit guide. This training emphasizes that the guide is not to interfere with your free will or try to make decisions for you. The guide is simply there to give you general advice, comfort, and at times warning and protection. Most spirit guides are departed loved ones, such as grandparents, siblings, beloved friends, and parents. He or she may have passed away in the physical life before you were born. However, this loving being was there at your birth and has been with you every day of your life since. Just as you will always take an interest in your family's future offspring, so do the departed family members, whom we never may have even encountered in the physical form, have an interest in us. Spirit guides act in the capacity of guardian angels in that they bring many gifts to our lives. The main difference is that true guardian angels, who have never walked as mortals upon the earth, have a higher vibrating energy frequency. People who are empathetic, who can feel the sensation of a spiritual presence, can actually tell the palpable difference between an angelic and a spirit guide appearance. People who are clairvoyant see that angels' aura is bright white, whereas a spirit guide's aura is not quite as bright and may appear to be bluish white. Next, there are angels. These are the beings of light who respond to our calls for guidance, assistance, protection, and comfort. God's thoughts of love create these angels. The angels are here to help us, especially when our intent is to bring joy and healing to the world. Ask for as many angels as you want to surround you. Ask for angels to surround your loved ones, your home, and your business. Angels receive great joy at helping us, and they ask only that we occasionally remember to say thank you in gratitude for their help. The third type of angel who helps us are called archangels. These are the angels who supervise the guardian angels and angels upon the earth. You might think of archangels as the managers among the earthly angels hierarchy. You can call upon an archangel whenever you need a powerful and immediate assistance. Since angels are purely spiritual beings, they have no time or space restrictions. So, an archangel can help many people in different geographical locations simultaneously. Never worry, therefore, about calling upon an archangel or an angel because of fears that your need isn't, quote, big enough, unquote, or that the angel might be busy with someone else. Your call for help is sweet music to an angel's ears. Each archangel specializes in a different human condition. It's helpful to learn which archangel handles which function so that you'll know whom to call in a time of need. Here is a summary of the roles and the names of the four major archangels. First, let's meet the Archangel Michael, whose name means, who is like God, or he who looks like God. We often call Michael Saint Michael, especially since Pope Pius named him the official patron saint of police officers and soldiers. And no wonder. Michael is the protector and the guider of light and love, and his chief role is to escort away negative energy so that it cannot interfere with people's missions. Michael and his assistant angels, known as the Band of Mercy, take negatively minded people, both living and deceased, to the light of God, where their minds are healed. You can call upon Michael whenever you feel frightened by negative sources. If you are in a crowded place, for instance, populated by upset people, ask Michael to cleanse away the negative energy. If you suspect that an unevolved earthbound spirit is with you, Michael can take that being to the light. In the same vein, whenever you become burdened by worries and fears, ask Michael to cleanse your mind and heart. Angels can enter deep inside our bodies and thoughts and help us to see things from a more loving point of view. Michael can also help you resolve frightening situations. One time I called upon Archangel Michael when my husband was frantically searching his computer files for an important document. My husband, whose name is also Michael, was afraid that he'd accidentally erased his computer document, as he could find it nowhere. Meanwhile, I sat nearby and asked for Archangel Michael's intervention. Instantly, I saw a large figure appear over my husband's left shoulder, and the angel appeared to be fiddling with the computer. Within 1 minute of this vision, my husband exclaimed, "I found it!" Since then, I've asked for Michael's help whenever there's a mechanical or electrical problem, and he always comes through. It's a good idea to invite Archangel Michael's presence into any room of your house or office that has a negative energy feel about it. For instance, if you live in a home previously occupied by unhappy people, ask Michael to purify the environment. I always ask Michael to clear the energy in the auditoriums in which I give workshops. Michael's angelic energy creates a relaxed, loving atmosphere for the audience and for me. Archangel Michael's energy glows in a beautiful shade of cobalt blue tinged with royal purple. Sometimes people will see sparkles or flashes of this color when Michael moves across a room. Whenever discord upsets you, call upon the Archangel Michael to restore harmony and peace. If you ever travel into neighborhoods that feel unsafe in any way, be sure to ask Michael to guide and protect you. You can ask him to intervene into contentious partnerships or marriages suffering from angry arguments. Think of the Archangel Michael as the protector of joy.